Best of the Midwest series continues with a trip to Springfield. Amy Beadle is the marketing manager at Visit Springfield. Amy, you're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. It's
good.
Been actually, we just got a break in the clouds. We do have some blue sky, sunshine.
Still
some clouds and some rain here. What do you got in Springfield right now?
Well, we had a little bit of that earlier, and now we are very gray, a little windy, and seeming like we might be brewing up a little something more for this afternoon. So, but as I always like to say, I'll take it all week long if we have beautiful weekends.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I want to talk about.
But yeah, so it's just spring, typical spring in Illinois. It's beautiful.
I want to talk about some of your weekend activities, et cetera. But usually I tell people, tell us where you are, but you're obviously in the center part of the state. What would you say the drive is from the Chicago suburbs to Springfield? How long is that?
So 3 to 3.5 hours, probably, depending on exactly where you're leaving from and what time of day, traffic, so forth. But yeah, between 3 and 4 hours, closer to 3.
You get visitors from, I guess, around the state. You're the state capital. Mm-hmm. Where else do you get visitors from?
Well, we get visitors actually every year. We log visitors from all 50 states, as well as last year we had 74 different countries represented at our visitor center in our sign-in book. So all over the world, all over the United States. Our main geographic area would be kind of the touching states to Illinois. A 5 or 6 hour drive is natural for people to kind of come for a weekend or, you know, a 3 or 4 day stay. But yeah, we're blessed to see visitors from all over the world.
Is Abraham Lincoln a draw?
Yes, he is what I like to call our purple cow. So he is the one that stands out for us as something special that we can talk about that no one else has. No one else in the world can say that they have the only home he ever owned. No one can say that they have the building that he gave his House Divided speech or the depot where he gave his farewell speech. And certainly no one else can say that they have the burial spot for our greatest president. So we're very blessed to have many, many Lincoln opportunities here in Springfield for those who want to really study him, not to mention that we are the home of his world-class award-winning presidential museum as well.
Yeah, and I don't know if they call it a museum, but the Lincoln Center there where you have artifacts and videos, the thing dedicated to the Civil War and Abraham Lincoln, I'm such a fan, is spectacular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that you're speaking of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum. They have all the artifacts. They have theaters, holographic theater, special, you know, different rotating exhibits. From time to time, the Emancipation Proclamation will be out, and special documents that can only come out, you know, for so long at certain times of the year. So, yes, it's spectacular. So definitely Abraham Lincoln is something that we've always had and we always will have and treasure.
On the calendar, it's the Carillon Festival, Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd through the 25th. What's that?
So the Carillon Festival has been going on for 63 years here in Springfield, and this year it is being moved to Memorial Day weekend to make it a signature holiday weekend event. We encourage people, Chicago is a great opportunity to drive down, spend 2 or 3 nights, and make the Carillon Festival a couple of nights. We have one of the largest bell towers in the nation, in the world, actually, the Thomas Rees Memorial Carillon, 76 bell tower, cast bronze bells. It's just rains beautiful music all over Washington Park and the Botanical Gardens. So this year, lots of special things in store. The Carillon concerts will happen every night. There's an opening act. Sometimes it's a trombone quartet or various different specialty music acts. Food trucks, family activities, kids activities, fireworks on Friday night, free ice cream social on Thursday. Sunday, we're doing a tribute to the veterans, and then, of course, it will run Thursday through Sunday, and then Monday would be the Memorial Day weekend. So taking that in, taking in the Lincoln sites and some of the other things that we have to offer really rounds out a beautiful weekend, a quick, easy drive. You're back and forth and home on Sunday or Monday and, you know, can enjoy your holiday. So
I think it's the unique place where you can feel like it's not all just fun and games. There's a little history. It can be thoughtful, but it can be fun, too. And you've got all of that right there. Where do people stay? Where do they eat? Where do they shop when they're in Springfield?
Well, that's the other beauty of it, honestly, is that we have 38 different hotels, almost 4,000 sleeping rooms. So whatever your budget or your accommodation desires, whether it's full service, limited service, you have a pet to bring with you, you have a kids that want swimming pool, we have all kinds of accommodations that can meet your needs. Shopping-wise, we do have a wonderful local boutique scene, as well as your standard, you know, malls and strip malls and things of that nature. Eating here in Springfield, I like to say, is our specialty, especially my personal specialty. We have food galore, and we love on our website, if you go to our Eat page, to see the restaurants, you can actually just query local only. That way you're only having that localized experience. Perhaps it's something like the Made Right Sandwich Shop, just turned 100 last year. They're the oldest drive-through on Route 66. Or you want to find dining done at Moldener's, a farm-to-table restaurant. We have everything from high-end dining to grabbing a loose meat sandwich at the Made Right.
Yeah, a buddy of mine, a buddy of my dad's, but my neighbor, and he was a friend too, Gary Herman, would always extol the virtues of the Made Rights, and he would make his own Made Rights, which is kind of a ground beef and onions sandwich.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have a lot of sauce on it, does it? What is the composition of that?
Yeah, there's no sauce. It's just meat cooked down in its own juices with onion in it. Then you can get it with a little shredded cheese on it, mustard, ketchup, however you like that. And the other thing that's great about the Made, and it's just on a steamed bun. There's nothing special about it, but it's so delicious. I have to eat it like once a week.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to. I choose to. but nonetheless, and then Sam there at the Made Right also makes his root beer homemade. So there's something about that sarsaparilla homemade root beer that you just can't really get elsewhere. And it's especially delicious if you choose to partake in that through a root beer float.
We're talking to Amy Beadle, who is the marketing manager at Visit Springfield. It's our Best of the Midwest series. A couple of other things I want to make sure we know. A lot of times towns like yours will have an historic lodge or hotel where people like to stay. Is there anything like that in Springfield?
We do have a couple of bed and breakfast properties that are kind of unique. So we have the Inn at 835 Historic Boutique Hotel. We also have the Passfield House and the Bressmer House. So those are kind of some neat little, more of a bed and breakfast style. We also have the Northfield Inn and Suites, which is on the north end of town by the fairgrounds, right off of Interstate 55. And that's it's a local owned. It's got a very comfy, homey feeling. Just really nice appointments, but in a very comfortable way. And, you know, great rates and things of that nature. So, in the downtown Springfield, we have the President Abraham Lincoln Hotel. That's a beautiful, stunning full-service hotel right in the heart of downtown. If you're wanting to walk to, like, the old state capitol, the Presidential Museum, the Dana Thomas Frank Lloyd Wright home, things of that nature.
If I want to exercise, ride a bike, hike a trail, what are the recreational things in Springfield?
Absolutely. Well, we do, again, on our website, we have a blog all about that. So if you're coming down and you want to check out what trails there are, how long they are, we do have a nice interconnected system. In the future years coming up here, we'll see it all connect. But we've got quite a few different sections of town that have bike trails, walking trails, hiking trails. One of my favorite places to go for outdoor experience is Lincoln Memorial Garden. It's right out on the shores of the lake, Lake Springfield. And they've got miles of trails, wooded trails. They have a nature center there. They just put in a new outdoor, environment-friendly children's play activity. And their trails just go around. We just manicured them last Friday as part of our Day of Action for the United Way. So I know that they're clean and clear. But you take those around, and all of a sudden you'll make this turn, and you're sitting facing directly onto this wide part of Lake Springfield, and it's absolutely breathtaking. And it's one of those times you just need to stop and take a moment and really enjoy the outdoors. So we have places like that. We also have Washington Park, where the Carillon Festival takes place. They have a botanical garden that's gorgeous, and lots of places out there to walk, to sit and enjoy, not to mention all the golf courses that we have if you're looking for golf activity. So we really like to say we have something for everyone here in Springfield, and if you just tell us what you're wanting to do, we will be able to find that for you.
63rd International Carillon Festival, Memorial Day weekend, May 22nd through May 25th. Today is the first. It's Carillon Bell Music, local music groups, food trucks, special surprises, fireworks Friday night. Sounds like a lot of fun. It's our Best in the Midwest, Dawn. It's nice to Dawn. I talked to Dawn earlier. It's nice to talk to you today, Amy.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the opportunity to share what Springfield has.
And the best site is visitspringfieldillinois.com.
That is correct. And please follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Visit Springfield. We share all of these great events. We tie together what a weekend might look like if you want to piece together several different things. And our website has over 60 events right now for the month of May listed on it. So check that out as well.
That's Amy Beadle, the marketing manager there. Visit SpringfieldIllinois.com.